Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. It's our pleasure to be joined now by Brad Underwood, the head coach at the University of Illinois. He had not one, but two players drafted in last night's first round of the NBA draft. Of course, we'll chat with him about Will Riley, the Wizards pick they acquired in a trade at 21. Brad, again, congratulations. Thanks so much for your time. And what can you tell Wizards fans and tell me about Will Riley, who is one of the best prospects that Illinois has gotten in recent years and obviously played very well for you this year?
Well, they're getting a terrific young man. That's first and foremost. A guy that loves to compete. He loves the game of basketball. He's a guy that lives in the gym. They've got a very, very hardworking guy. He's got a tremendous knack for scoring the ball. He's as talented offensively as any player that I've coached other than Michael Beasley. I was an assistant at Kansas State when Mike was there, and Will's very gifted on that end of the court. He's a great playmaker, great facilitator, has tremendous, tremendous upside. So Wizards got a good one.
Yeah, the more I read, the more I watch, the more excited I get about what he can be. And yet, Brad, you had him coming off the bench for most of the year. He ultimately wound up being the Big Ten sixth man of the year. And for a guy that came in as a five-star recruit, what does it say about him? And what were the conversations like when you're like, hey, this is going to be your role for us? And he obviously excelled in it.
Yeah, he didn't care. That says everything about the character of him. He got off to a great start. I don't put a tremendous amount of stock in who starts games. I like having productivity off the bench and guys who can add punch, and he did that. He went through a little bit of a slump mid-year. It's one of the best things that happened to him. Is now he's dealt with adversity, and he's had to come out on the other side of that, which when you do that, you always come out on the right side. You come out better for it, and that's something that will benefit him as he continues to move forward. But you know, we played him a lot as a point guard in practice. He was a guy that learned to facilitate and truly, even though he came off the bench, was one of our top two options.
Brad Underwood, the head coach at the University of Illinois, with us here on the Hoffman Show. I was reading up a little bit about his bio, Brad, and apparently mom was a hockey player. Would you have known that if you did not know his mother?
I would not have, but I wouldn't be surprised being from Canada. But, yeah, I think Will's got a great competitive nature. He is, I said all along, he's got a gangster mentality when it comes to competing and winning. And he gets that from his mom. His dad's a track coach.
Yep.
He's a guy that loves to win at everything, whether it's a shooting drill or it's, it's playing 5-on-5. So he's a great, great competitor. It's what makes him really special.
Let me ask you a little bit about that more generally as a coach, because Trey Johnson, who the Wizards took at 6, is said to be like that, just a kind of a pro mentality, super competitive, takes it really seriously. The guys that they drafted last year, like Bub Carrington, super duper competitive. When you've got guys like that as a coach, Brad, what does that do for your program? And, how does that change how you coach a team when they're all that driven? And maybe even at times, like, do you have to try to settle them down a little bit in practice or turn that down to make sure that they can get it back on and are fresh for game day?
Well, first of all, I'm never turning that down. I think it's the one thing that's really hard to find. We give all of our players personality tests. It's a big part of our recruitment process. It's a big part of our culture. I don't want non-competitors. I won't take them. And so I think that when you find guys that love to play, love the game, Will took over 70,000 threes last year just on his own. He's a guy that has a desire, a love for the game. It's his, the court is his happy place. And, I think it's, speaks volumes to who he is as a person.
That's you guys track that 70,000 threes?
Yeah, we've got the NOAA system. Okay. He got up a bunch. He was a guy that we couldn't keep out of the gym. So, no matter what, what we had going travel wise, no matter what we were doing, he was always finding time to get in the gym. And he's a guy that, again, we didn't have him all summer last summer. We only had him part time, and he's a guy that just found his way to the gym.
Brett.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Underwood, Illinois, with us here on the Hoffman Show. Of course, Wizards take Will Riley last night, 21st pick in the 2025 NBA draft. Will, like a lot of other players in this draft, are reclassified, so he's one on the younger side of things. As a college coach, what have you noticed about kind of this generation of kids? Obviously, a lot more reclassifying because the NIL money is available. Let me get that money sooner. And then for a kid like Will, he's able to one and done get to the NBA. So what have you seen kind of the in terms of the landscape and who you're recruiting and what those kids tend to look like that are coming in a little bit younger but are clearly very ambitious and coming for a reason?
Yeah, it doesn't work for everybody. I think you got to be a special talent to do that. Will was that. I fell in love with Will on the AAU circuit and his ability to score the ball. But I think his maturity, his competitiveness allowed him to be successful, and I think we're gonna continue to see that. Sure, is NIL a piece of it? Yes. Is getting to the NBA a piece of it? Yeah, it worked great for our two guys and Kasperus and Will. But again, it's not for everybody. Not everybody can do that. And obviously there's Will and there's Cooper Flagg and I think Jeremiah was a reclass as well. So you get works for a few, not for all of them, but it's a pretty good path for those who have the ability.
Last two questions here for Brad Underwood, the head coach of the Illinois Fighting Illini. Trey Johnson, the Wizards' first pick. I don't know whether you recruited Trey. I don't know if you guys played him this year. I apologize for not double-checking that. But what kind of file do you have on Trey Johnson as someone who obviously is paying attention to the college game and might have seen some, at least, of what he did this year?
Yeah, there's no doubt. We didn't play them, but obviously we watch a lot of basketball. We see him, these guys grow up. I think he's probably, without question, my opinion, the elite shooter in the draft. I think he's a guy that, again, is loves to play, loves to compete. And again, he's got a bright future in front of him. When you can score the ball and shoot it, there's always going to be a place for you. You pair him with Will, who's just a great scorer, great facilitator. Offensively, they found two guys who are very, very capable of putting up big numbers and having big careers in the NBA for a long time.
And then last but not least, Brad, just on a personal note, like, what does it mean for you and your program to have two guys go in the first round? They happen to go back-to-back, which is a neat story, but two guys in the first round, that's big-time stuff. What's it mean to you? What's it mean to your program?
Well, yeah, I think it sends a message that, I think we're developing guys at that next level. I think that we spend a tremendous amount of resources in the weight room on nutrition. I think that what we do stylistically translates. We sell out every single game. We're playing on the national stage in the Big Ten. We've had six great years here, and after our first two, so I think it speaks volumes to just the people of Illinois, the program, and everything that we're. That we're doing in Champaign is a real positive.
Brad Underwood, head coach of the University of Illinois. Really appreciate your time, Brad. Best of luck on the recruiting scene and with everything you're doing with your program in-house over the summer. And we'll see you here when you visit Maryland in the fall.
You got a great one. So enjoy him, and thanks for having me.
We certainly will. Thanks. All right, that is Illinois basketball coach Brad Underwood with us here on the Hoffman Show. When we get back, your calls on the picks. Will Riley, Trey Johnson, 301-230-0980. It was this time yesterday we were asking you who they should pick. Now that they've done it, what do you think? 301-230-0980. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa Chicken. How you wanna at Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.